The BJP has released its first list for the Uttar Pradesh election. The Congress has released its first list of 86 names for the Punjab polls. But Yogi Adityanath is going to fight the Uttar Pradesh election from his stronghold of Gorakhpur, not from Ayodhya, not from Mathura, as was widely speculated. Is Gorakhpur really the safer option is the question that we're asking tonight. Also, in Punjab, Chief Minister Channi and Navjot Singh Sidhu are going to be fighting from constituencies they both won in 2017. Charanjit Singh Channi from the Chamkaur Sahib seat and Navjot Singh Sidhu from the Amritsar East seat. Now, actor activist Sonu Sood's sister Malvika, who joined the Congress this week, has been given a ticket from Moga. The sitting Congress MLA from Moga has quit and joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. But 9 out of 86 in the first list of Congress candidates are women, begging the question whether the 40% women's reservation was only for the state of Uttar Pradesh. Well, joining us tonight, Aarti Jairath, senior journalist. We have Hardeep Kingra, chief media panelist and spokesperson of the Punjab Congress. Ranbir Singh Pathania, spokesperson of the BJP. And Nahid Lari Khan, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Mr. Ranbir Singh, to you first. The choice of Gorakhpur is something that is being talked about. It was widely speculated and almost certain, according to sources, that the chief minister would contest from Ayodhya or Mathura.
You see, madam, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, he's a popular figure. Not only popular figure, he's a street name in Uttar Pradesh. Where from? And anywhere he fights, he will win with a landslide margin. You keep assured, he will win with a landslide margin and he will sail through. The Bharatiya Janata Party with a thumping majority, with two-third majority, Bharatiya Janata Party will come to power in Uttar Pradesh. And so far as you yourself pointed out, I'll read the statement of Aradhana Mishra. She is the CLP leader of Congress from Uttar Pradesh. While releasing the list of candidates from Uttar Pradesh, she labels Bharatiya Janata Party as anti-women and says every list henceforth, her statement, I'm reading it verbatim, every list we are about to release henceforth shall have 40% reservation for women. But the other day, you have yourself pointed out only 9 out of 86. This is
no, we'll come to that. We'll come to that and we'll get the Congress spokesperson to respond to that as well. But you're saying that this decision to fight from Gorakhpur was something the central leadership took. It was a decision ultimately taken by the Prime Minister. Why was Ayodhya and Mathura, you know, in the running but not considered?
You see, Bharatiya Janata Party is totally a cadre-based party. First of all, there is an input from the ground. We could not even ground. I'll use the word from the grassroots level. And that grassroots level input is being screened at the mandal level.
But many would say this is a safer bet. He's won and gone to the Lok Sabha 5 times over from there. So this is a safer seat. Would you agree with that?
In the fitness of, I'll not say that this is safer and other is less safe.
Okay.
As I am sticking to my stand, the parliamentary board of Bharatiya Janata Party, in the all fitness of things and whatsoever has come from the mandal level, from zilla level, and from state level, so they have decided it.
All right.
You keep, please.
Okay. Well, Nahid, do you want to respond to that? You know, we heard Akhilesh Yadav, he was almost immediately ready with a response saying, you know, Yogi Adityanath has been sent back home, etc., etc. How do you look at this decision? Is Akhilesh Yadav even going to contest? That's the other big question everyone wants to know.
See, Rishika, this is today's newspaper, right? In today's newspaper, a list was released wherein Yogi Adityanath's name was right on top that he will contest from Ayodhya. Okay, I hope you all can see the list.
Okay, now, but the newspaper may have gotten it wrong.
I'll let you know. See, for small things, Adityanath ji, he did not deny immediately. He did not deny until afternoon that he's not going to contest from Ayodhya. Okay. And this is false news.
What's the point that you're making?
No denial. I'm making the point. No denial came from BJP's side. And Adityanath ji, you know, he comments on small things, but there was no denial from BJP's side. Now, earlier it was said that Adityanath ji, BJP said that he will contest from Mathura. But what happened in Mathura, Shri Krishan ji said that no, there is no entry for these Chunavi Bhaks in Mathura. Don't come to Mathura. So, Adityanath ji was unte paav bhaage. Then without invitation, BJP made Adityanath ji reach Ayodhya. Now from Ayodhya, Shri Ram ji said that no. These Chunavi Bhaks, they cannot enter Ayodhya.
Okay.
We have staunch
What's your point?
Pavan Pandey. We have staunch and real Pant. Okay. Pavan Pandey.
Okay. So you're saying Mathura and Ayodhya didn't want to?
No, yeah, I'm making the points. Just
this
give me a second.
Good fairy tale.
Just allow me a second.
Okay.
Okay, now he's reached to... Now he's... I didn't interrupt when you were speaking. See,
please.
Then now he's reached to his temporary house, which is Gorakhpur. So it is better that Adityanath reaches his native place, his place where he was born, China's border. It is better he goes...
You didn't answer my question though on whether Akhilesh Yadav is going to contest. Because Yogi Adityanath is contesting. Is Akhilesh Yadav going to contest? You didn't answer my question.
See, I'll answer both your questions. Just allow me a second. I'll finish it up. See, he should contest. Adityanath should go to his Janamsthali.
But I'm asking you about your leader.
My leader, see, I know my leader, Honorable Akhilesh Yadav ji, is so popular, not only in Uttar Pradesh, but in the entire country.
Okay.
His popularity is, the sky is the limit for his popularity.
Okay.
So I understand that everybody is curious to know where...
So are you indicating that he's not eyeing the state, but eyeing the country? Is that what you're indicating?
No, I'm not indicating that. Okay. I'm indicating that he is very popular and everybody is...
Okay.
Very interested in knowing and hearing about him. So
yes, but you're not giving us any answers. Okay, but let me also highlight a very important point. Allow me to highlight a very important point that the Congress spokesperson, the BJP spokesperson also made, and the Congress spokesperson must answer. Mr. Kingra, you know, the big question here is the big headline as far as the list that the Congress party has released for the state of Punjab is the fact that there is a 10% representation that's been given to women, prompting many people to ask whether this 40% rule is only for Uttar Pradesh. Your response.
Rishika ji, there are two kinds of decision in politics when it comes to the election. One is the strategical decision and another is the tactical decision. Your situation in Punjab has changed. With the four major parties in the fray, it's a four-cornered contest. So people will have to amend their strategies.
So you're saying your strategy is only for UP?
No, UP will have its own tactical strategy. There is a strategical move that is a different, but tactical we will have a different kind of moves. UP and Punjab, you can't apply the same principle in all the states. You will have to be, as far as Congress party's commitment to women is concerned, we gave the first prime minister to this country, women prime minister. And she was the second prime minister to none in the world. And then we gave the first president, women president to the country. We gave the first speaker to the country. Punjab gave the first women chief minister.
So you are essentially saying that this is a strategic decision. You can't really then continue to take the moral high ground on it. Aarti Jairath, how would you look at this? Different rules apply in Uttar Pradesh, different rules apply in Punjab.
Let me
bring in Aarti Jairath. You made your point.
Very, very clearly, different rules for, you know, different states. Different strategies for different states. But Rishika, I will say this, that, you know, the announcement of 40% reservation for women was made by Priyanka Gandhi.
Yes.
Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. And as you know, she is in charge of UP. She is not in charge of Punjab or Goa or any of the other states. My impression always was that it was only meant for UP. So, you know, I'm not surprised that they've not given it in Punjab. In any case, in Punjab, they have to accommodate a lot of sitting MLAs, you know. So, if they start giving 40% reservation for women in Punjab, they'll have to start dropping those sitting MLAs. And I don't think they can afford that at this point of time when the stakes are so high and there's already so much turmoil in the Congress.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting assessment. Aarti Jairath, you also want to weigh in on what's happening in Uttar Pradesh. What are you making of the fact that, you know, Yogi Adityanath is A, contesting an assembly election for the first time and from his home turf, not from a temple town?
Well, I think he's been basically sent back home. He's been boxed back into Gorakhpur.
Okay.
You know, I think he was
is he being boxed back or is that what he wanted? That's the question that we haven't got a straight answer to.
Well, you see, so there have been, you know, conflicting reports.
Yes.
But I think Yogi Adityanath would definitely like to spread his wings beyond Gorakhpur. I think he does see himself as, you know, as a Hindutva icon, next only to Modi. And, you know, if he stood from Ayodhya, which is where the entire Mandir movement began.
Hmm.
You know, it would have given him a huge fillip, you know, in the creation of that persona that he wants, which puts him in line, you know, in the succession line to Modi. But, you know, I think that the, you know, as far as Modi and Amit Shah and all are concerned, the high command of the BJP, the Ram Mandir is seen as Modi's gift to Hindus and to UP. Remember, you know, I mean, I think he has stressed that because he was prime minister. It was when he was prime minister that the Supreme Court settled this whole dispute, which had been lingering for so many decades. I don't think the prime minister would want, you know, Yogi to take that credit away from him, which Yogi would have if he had stood from Ayodhya.
Yes.
So he's been sent back to Gorakhpur. And I think he's been told that's where you belong. Stay there. Don't, you know, harbor ambitions of being a successor to Modi just yet. Modi is still very much around and the top leader of the BJP. And, you know, nobody is going to be declared number two.
All right. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have on this discussion. It's been an interesting day. Thank you all very much for joining us. Before we slip into a short break, I also want to update our viewers that the Election Commission has banned all physical rallies and roadshows till the 22nd of January and also issued a notice to the Samajwadi Party after large crowds were seen at Akhilesh Yadav's rally yesterday. However, the big question that everyone's asking of the Election Commission is why has the Election Commission gone ahead and allowed 300 people indoor gathering or allowed indoor gatherings in halls with 50% capacity? Does that in a certain sense defeat logic that COVID-19 does spread more rapidly indoors? It's a question that we will continue to ask. That's all the time we have though on Left, Right and Center tonight. Good night and thanks for watching.